Who are you?
Franz Ferdinand.
Who individually is in Franz Ferdinand?
I'm Alex.
And who else do we have?
Hey, I'm Paul.
I'm Bob.
I'm Nick.
And I'm the extra guy, Andy.
Here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
That's right.
Yeah. How's all this sailing adventure going so far for you guys?
It's really good, isn't it?
It's jolly good.
Brilliant.
Nick, you've done this before, haven't you? When have you sailed before?
About 2 years ago, through the Caribbean, and it was... I felt really sick, actually. I'm feeling it again now, but Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, how long did you sail in the Caribbean? Oh, I'm sorry for forcing you. There's not much wind today, though. There's not much wind.
Yeah, I think I'll be all right. But that boat, that just went past making a few waves, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'm having a laugh. It's all right.
How long were you in the Caribbean for?
2 weeks.
You sailed for 2 weeks in the Caribbean?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah. With my wife's parents.
A master mariner?
Yeah, he is.
Did he not bring you guys along?
I didn't. No, anyway. He came back very sunburned, I remember that.
Yeah.
Alex, I've wanted to ask this to you for a long time. Opening up for Steve-O. What was it like opening up for Steve-O, Jackass?
How do you know about that? It was a very hostile audience. They didn't want to see music that night. None at all.
I remember.
Were there. You were there. Yeah.
Somebody threw a soiled nappy on stage. Did he eat it?
Yeah.
When was that? And what was the situation, Nick? You saw the whole thing. Alex had to open up.
Yeah, it was
for Steve-O of Jackass.
I stayed for Alex. You did pretty well actually, because I heard there were some other bands that had to do it. They got bottled off the stage,
Everyone's scared of them.
But the whole thing was a bit horrible though, really, to be honest. The first thing he did when he came on, he sniffed a load of salt and they threw up all over the place, and then everybody had to line up to get their balls kicked in.
He was sniffing salt and then he put lime in his eyes and then he took a shot of tequila.
How long did the show last?
Alternative tequila shot.
I think that's when I left.
About an hour, I think.
He just hurts himself for an hour.
Yeah, to like Slayer over the PA.
Have you played with anybody like that since? Like, you played with Steve-O. Has there been anything like that since? Is that like the ultimate opening for Steve-O?
There was once we did a gig in
New Jersey.
That wasn't with Papa Roach, was it?
It was. Papa Roach. Yeah, that's right. Papa Roach. Yeah, we played between Papa Roach and Korn, and I don't know if their audience were entirely sympathetic to our kind of music.
Well, I think they liked it in the end, because they were throwing money at us. So it probably means they liked it.
Alex, I also want to ask you about the Usher after party. You went to an Usher after party with lions?
It wasn't fully grown lions. We went back, and it was when we went to those MTV Europe Awards. And there was a couple of parties afterwards, so we thought we'd crash a couple of parties. Ended up in Usher's party. And the party consisted of Usher standing in the middle of a room on a box, because he's quite a little guy and he wanted everybody to see him. So he was standing on a box with two lion cubs in his hands. Or maybe they were tiger cubs, actually.
I wasn't actually there.
Oh, right. And that was the thing, that was the party.
Yeah.
Usher with some cubs. It was amazing.
It was for handbags as well, wasn't it?
You made them into handbags?
No, that was the party. It was the handbag party.
Was it?
Yeah. Usher on a box and lion cubs.
Yeah.
Can it get more decadent than that?
I've not seen it yet, no.
Not even in your brand new video? How come Usher isn't in your brand new video?
He is.
But do you know which video I mean? I'm so lucky.
Oh, right. Yeah. He is in the video. You just got to look very carefully for him. Yeah.
Where do you see him? In the urinal?
he's picking out the bottom of a tiger cub in each hand.
Have there been any parties that have matched that at all that you've been to? Like lion cubs sitting on a box, Usher, anything else that's matched that at all? Like, you guys necessarily weren't all there, but anything that's matched that on this particular tour with Death Cab for Cutie?
I don't think so. Can you think of anything?
Because I saw a picture of you jumping on stage pretty wildly, Andy.
Oh, that's during one of the songs, Outsiders. Yeah, I run over from the keyboard and jump on Paul's drum kit.
You get really high, don't you?
I try and get higher every night. Sometimes I fail, but, you know, the higher the better.
Because there's an amazing picture, I don't know if you saw it, of like Andy jumping.
I saw it, yeah. He's flying in midair. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're not quite sure what he's doing in the picture either.
No, but he's definitely flying.
Bob, who is Jane Birkin?
Oh, she's like that girl who used to hang around with Serge Gainsborough in the day.
And more importantly, she actually played with you guys.
That's right, yeah. We did a gig with her on a French TV show. Then we recorded a song with her. And she's lovely. Very nice.
It was amazing. Had she done anything like that before with, like, newer bands? Like, you guys? Like, you guys and Jane Birkin. That was so wild.
It was absolutely incredible. Couldn't believe it, you know, for like little kids. She's incredibly famous, you know, and it was great fun. I don't know if she's done it before. No idea.
She's done an LP of a few different collaborations now, but she's really famous for all that collaboration that she did with Serge Gainsbourg, so you feel... I don't know, like, if that guy collaborated, you feel like you've got a lot to live up to. Yeah.
The clip I saw looked amazing. It was, like, at a French TV station or something
Right. It's weird. They kind of, like, had us all lined around in a circle in the room, and then we were singing opposite each other, like, singing into each other's faces. It was, she's a great performer as well. She's got a lot of character.
Are you going to be working with any other legends coming up? I know you're going to be working with Sparks.
That's kind of been on the cards for a long time, but we hope we do get it together, because Sparks are an amazing group, and... big inspiration for us as well. Totally love their music. And their new albums are really good as well.
Yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah.
They're still doing it, still writing great songs.
And it's actually on In the Red Records, the United States of America. It's on an indie label. Franz Ferdinand, here we are in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, approaching the West End on not too windy of a sailing day here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. But I wanted to read you this quote. Paul Weller said to Q Magazine, "There are only four things that have ever mattered to him."
Did he? What was that?
There were only four things that have ever mattered to Paul Weller, and they were music, clothes, girls, and wanking. So the question arises, what is important to Franz Ferdinand? Are music, clothes, girls, and wanking? And what is wanking?
What's the American expression for wanking? Tossing off? He does it tossing out. Jerking off, isn't it?
Jerking back and forth.
Are those important priorities, though? Because Paul Weller, a very respected English gentleman from The Jam, of course, and many other great bands like The Style Council. So him saying music, clothes, girls, and wanking. I mean, what more can there be?
I don't know, a combination of all four.
Is that what Franz Ferdinand is?
I don't know. I'd like to see Paul Weller combining all four on stage. I think that'd be pretty funny.
That'd be pretty Steve Eo-ish, wouldn't it?
Steve Eo.
Are there Franz Ferdinand pants, Bob? I've heard there's Franz Ferdinand pants.
As you mean, like underpants?
Like, do you actually sell pants?
Yeah, we do. Y-fronts, yeah.
But I thought you sell actual long-legged pants. Don't you sell long-legged pants?
No, I'm aware of.
I mean, it's trousers.
Oh, you mean like trousers?
Yeah, trousers.
Oh, okay. In Japan.
Did we?
I think we did.
Franz Ferdinand pants.
Yeah, they were good.
What were they like, and what was the design, and what were the sizes?
Kind of like black jeans. So
straight-legged black trousers, fitted.
Yeah,
small,
with our faces embroidered on the back pockets.
Franz Ferdinand, Andy from the band XTC. Andy Partridge, he was asked if he had heard of any XTC tribute bands. And he said, what, like Franz Ferdinand?
Really?
Yes!
It's funny, that's an incredibly arrogant thing to say, because the only song I know by XTC... No, I know two songs. One is Making Plans for Nigel, which is quite a nice wee tune. And what's the other one called? Something about Sergeant Blimp or something like that?
I don't know that one.
I don't know any songs by XTC.
So,
thank God,
I think. So Andy Partridge, you arrogant tosser, go and fuck yourself.
Get out.
He continues on to say, there is a debt to owe, but we're still too uncool to mention.
Oh, what a tosser. I mean, imagine saying that. Who the fuck would say that?
And you know what really is heartening about that is the fact he said that in Record Collector magazine.
No.
Yes, like of all the mags to say that. Record Collector, how dare he?
That's uncalled for.
Because, I mean, you mention all sorts of bands. How could XTC be too uncool to mention? People love XTC, don't they?
Yeah, people are big fans of XTC. I don't know. I'm not scared about talking about bands that I like and bands that I listen to, but I don't know. It's a bit sad when people get grumpy and have chips on their shoulders and stuff. There's no need for it.
Franz Ferdinand, speaking of anger and stuff, you guys supported an anti-bullying campaign?
Yeah, I think we did.
What was that all about?
it was something across the UK where it was just encouraging kids not to bully each other, really.
So were you bullied at all? Were you bullied at all, Nick?
My brother always sat in my face and farted.
That's awful.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I pushed him in the toilet, so that was a revenge, but it wasn't... It was... It was horrible. Yeah. So yeah.
Are you emotionally scarred by your brother's farts?
I think so.
And how about you, Bob?
I can't breathe in anymore.
Were you bullied at all?
No, I mean, no more than anyone else, really, you know.
And what about you, Paul?
I was very quiet. Nobody really paid much attention, so.
And what about you, Andy? Were you bullied at all?
No, I was never bullied. No.
Have you been bullied at all by Franz Ferdinand?
Maybe this one a bit.
Listen, if you haven't been bullied, maybe you should ask the question the other way around. Have you been bullying then?
I haven't been bullying either.
No.
Have you?
And here we have some more Vancouver exciting, some
who's the
rowing
one in the front?
Teams.
Look at the little one in the front.
That's the coach, isn't it?
Is that the kid?
It's not the coach.
The coach, yes, it is the coach. It's the coach yelling at the kids to row faster.
Oh.
What's the one in the front called? Is that like cops?
The coxswain?
What did that do? What did he do? Steer?
This yells. It inspires them, I think.
Right. Cool.
So, Franz Ferdinand, I also want to ask you, 2 minutes. What does the word 2 minutes mean to you, the expression 2 minutes?
He's 180 seconds.
2 minutes.
That's 120.
20. I thought you said three. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're seasick. Yeah. We're delirious. 2 minutes. What does 2 minutes mean to you, Bob?
Just a very short amount of time.
Same thing, I guess.
Andy?
Yeah. Back in 2 minutes.
2 minutes. That is how long it took for your tickets to sell out the Burton Cummins Theatre.
Is that right?
Yes, in Winnipeg.
Bloody hell.
2 minutes.
I was still 20, but that's
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Your tickets sold out. Wow. Is that the quickest sellout ever for Franz Ferdinand? Two minutes?
I think it is, yeah. That was a great gig as well. Yeah. We got yanked into the audience in that gig. we walked by the edge of the stage and just got grabbed and dragged in. It was very exciting.
What did you think about that, playing the Burton Cummins Theatre there in Winnipeg? Have you played other theatres named after other famous rock and rollers? Because I know you love Clapford the Wolfman, Paul.
Right, yeah, but the Guess Who.
That's what it's named after.
American Woman.
Oh, right, I didn't realise. I asked 2 days before that who Cummins was.
Have you guys played any other theatres named after famous people?
I played Queen's Hall in Bradford and like Freddie Mercury and...
Queen's Hall, yes. How dare we not mention Freddie Mercury in this interview?
We did.
Actually, did you know that the guy from Bad Company, Paul Rodgers, was filling in for Freddie Mercury?
Oh, I heard about that. Who'd want to do that? You can't fill in for Freddie.
Yeah.
But then he can do the song All Right Now.
We're talking about
on the car journey here.
Yeah.
What, that song?
We're talking about Free, because it used to be in a chewing gum commercial in Britain.
And he actually lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
I think you told me that before, actually.
So we have a Paul Rodgers Queen, Franz Ferdinand connection. But have you played in any other halls? We've got the Burton Cummins, we've got the Queen's Hall. Have you played the Henry Fonda? Any other interesting halls that you've played at?
Oh, there was one in San Francisco, wasn't there? Didn't we play...
Yeah, it's got a name, hasn't
it? Yeah, it had a name, San Francisco.
Oh, it's that promoter, the sort of famous kind of film...
Bill Graham?
That's it. Bill Graham, Civic Auditorium.
So here we are in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, cruising up to False Creek with Franz Ferdinand in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, on tour with Death Cab for Cutie.
That's right, yeah.
And is it not true that this is where the idea for the tour started, in Vancouver, Death Cab and Franz?
That's Franz Ferdinand. We met them. We met them at the end of our tour last year, didn't we?
We got a bottle of champagne off them in Vancouver. They brought one over for us.
But we had met them before that. We met them maybe about six months before that in San Diego. They're good guys, really good guys.
So how has the tour been going with Death Cab for Cutie? I understand that somebody pulled the fire alarm in Toronto.
Yeah, it was apparently in another building, but it was connected to the auditorium. So
that's pretty tough.
Look who's here.
The Franz Ferdinand Welcoming Committee. Welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Will a cop wave at you?
Yeah, he did.
A cop waved at you. This is a great chance to be able to flip the cop.
It's a great day. Very good.
Also, Franz Ferdinand, Death Cab for Cutie have an interesting stage set up, don't they? Don't they have some interesting houses on stage?
Yeah, they've got a really good stage design with little houses and trees and stuff. It reminds me of that guy, what's he called? Film guy, you know. Guy's name I can't remember.
David Lynch?
Tim Burton, yeah. It's very Tim Burton-esque.
Yeah, it makes me think of Tim Burton.
And what do you guys have for your stage setup?
Got some backdrops and a big podium to put Paul on, and then for Andy to jump on.
And sunglasses.
You also are bringing with you the band The Cribs. What can you tell the people about The Cribs?
The Cribs are amazing. They're like a great rock and roll band. Like, they're like a punk rock band that do wonderful pop songs, like the Ramones, you know, when the Ramones wrote good pop songs. And they're from Wakefield as well.
More people for you to wave at, Nick.
And they were all born in the
Franz
same,
Ferdinand
same
versus
hospital,
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And look, a real close view.
Oh, that was close.
The coach and the team. Oh. There's a lot of that rowing going on in England, isn't there? Don't you see that on the Thames?
Yeah, down on the Thames and on the Cam as well. Yeah,
Franz Ferdinand, just quickly though, The Cribs. The dude from The Cribs jumped on a table at the Brit Awards and split himself open. That's pretty punk, isn't it?
And he stole our award, yeah. Yeah. We still haven't got them back, actually. Yeah. Maybe tonight. No, but I think that's the most rock and roll thing that's ever happened to the enemy.
It's amazing, isn't he?
Like, did you see the picture afterwards?
No, I didn't. Like, what happened?
They had a picture in the NME of his back, like where it had been split open. You can see his internal organs.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But he reached round his back and like felt what had happened. He put his hand in his back and he had to have like 28 stitches or something.
And what exactly happened? He rolled over a table? That's what happened? He stole your award?
He did a forward roll.
So if you didn't give it to him, he would have got hurt.
We were there.
Okay. Oh. So we're responsible for it. Yeah. He kind of bombed on at the table and like a little bomb like that.
I think
like
he might have been had a few drinks beforehand.
I think he had a few ales.
And has he recovered?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So here we are moving closer into False Creek here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, approaching Granville Island with Franz Ferdinand. This is pretty exciting. However, you guys have also played South Africa.
No.
Okay, South America.
I've been to South America. Yeah.
South America.
Yeah, we've been to Chile and Brazil and Argentina.
You recorded in Brazil, though, right?
We did indeed. We even got some Brazilian trumpet players in to play with us.
Because that's pretty hardcore, isn't it? You're always doing stuff. You're going crazy.
It's not that crazy. Well, I suppose so. Relatively crazy.
Like, where was all the different places that you've recorded? Like, have you recorded in, like, Australia, recorded in Britain? Like, all over. You're just not stopping.
The last place we stopped off was in Benton Harbour, which is on Lake Michigan. We stopped off there for, what, was about 5 days? Yeah. I don't know, just when we're on tour, we'd take a break every now and again and sort of stick down a couple of songs and pop into the studio.
I mean, you kind of just, like, dismiss that. Oh, we just play with Jane Birkin. Come on, you play with Jane Birkin! You recorded in Brazil!
I know, it's amazing.
I mean,
amazing.
I mean, I know you played with an important band in that area there, too, but whatever. You know? But I mean, just going to... I like the way that, like, other bands would be suntanning, but you guys are just doing hard work.
It's not hard work playing in a rock and roll band. It's good laugh.
Well, I still think it's cool going into all the studios and exploring all that type
of
stuff.
It's great as well, because, like, everywhere you go in the world, like, it has a different kind of feel about it, and it affects the way you record and the way that you play, so... Yeah, it's been a good laugh, hasn't it?
Winding up here, I want to ask you, Bob, about Squirrel Man, Robert, from Vancouver. What can you tell me about Squirrel Man from Vancouver?
Squirrel Man.
Bobby your Niven. Friend Robert.
Yeah, Rob Niven is a friend of mine who I used to live with when I was at art school, who is now studying his master's degree in Vancouver, and I believe you've run into him a few times.
Yes, and I just had to ask because yet another Canadian connection, right?
Just keep coming, don't they?
Over and over again. Like, I can't even mention because there's so many. Like, you thought of the idea for the tour with Death Cab for
That's
Cutie.
Right.
And, like, in I just
Vancouver.
Can't. This is too much to mention.
It's almost like if Vancouver didn't exist, then we wouldn't be a band.
Yeah, I could go with that. I'll run with that. Winding up here, Alex, Eleanor. Your friend Eleanor did a commercial recently with Selma Blair.
Did she?
Yeah.
All right.
Selma Blair. And also your good friend, girlfriend, Eleanor, she liked sports in high school.
How do you know that?
She liked playing sports.
She was the catcher in baseball.
So what sports have you played with, Eleanor? Do you guys like to play sports together?
I'm not particularly sporty myself, so I don't really go for that sort of thing.
No sports at all?
Not really. We don't do any sports, do we?
Bowling.
You like tennis.
Yeah, tennis, bowling.
How about for song construction? Lastly there, I love the song where it goes, "You don't know." You know, you're like, nur, 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 your song, "You don't know."
What?
Your song on your album.
Which what you meant, maybe?
What you meant.
Yeah, with the riff, the guitar riff. Who came up with that?
I think it was me.
That's amazing. I love it. I love that tune. That's my favorite one on the record. How does that song go over? It goes so well that you haven't played it.
We haven't been playing it on this tour, actually, have we? Should we play it tomorrow, then?
Yeah, play it just for now, yeah.
Have you had some songs that you didn't expect to go over so well that have gone over well?
Yeah, Eleanor Put Your Boots On goes down really well live, and it was always kind of just a... We didn't even think of playing it at first, did we? Because it was such a wee soft kind of tune, but yeah, people really like it.
Well, thanks so much, Franz Ferdinand. Really appreciate you coming on this ocean voyage here as we plow into False Creek in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Anything else you want to say to the people out there at all?
Fellas?
Be excellent to one another.
Yeah, that's great being back.
Hello.
How's sailing?
It's great.
Hopefully there'll be some more winds. We can put you back to work.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks so much, Franz Ferdinand. Doot doodaloot doo.
Doot doo.